This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women that get it done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us with hour number two, the Captain's America Third Watch, we have the professor of politics from California IA, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And by the way, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, I talked about this last hour, but I'm going to mention it again. I was driving, I think it was 4th Street in St. Pete, coming up 4th Street from down below somewhere, and there was a sign, a lit sign on the street. And it said, congratulations, St. Pete, current positive rate, COVID, 4.27%.
Wow. That is really something. Yeah.
That's way, you know, down, and it's been that way for a little while. So, you know, but that was the St. Pete side. I don't know what it is on the other side. But definitely, we are on the rebound here in Florida. There's no, make no mistake about it. Now, some interesting news coming from the White House Chief of Staff, White Ron Klain, who, by the way, may be in trouble himself for some things that are coming out now. He says, I won't underestimate Trump if Biden runs in 2024. Now, how do you like that? If Biden runs in 2024.
Yeah, that's really something, because typically an incumbent president, even in the very first, just few months of their presidency, it's usually a foregone conclusion that it's that they're going to be running again. That's
not when you're 80 years old.
But not when you're 80 years old. That's right.
And not when you don't look healthy.
That's right. That's where Joe Biden is a little bit different from your garden variety person who gets elected president of the United States. So they're definitely looking at, and we've seen, of course, in the pick of vice president, that they were perhaps looking at a potential changeover, voluntary sort of changeover, sometime during the administration, the first term. But yes, this means, Captain, they are looking very seriously at what 2022 is going to bring, and what 2024 could bring. They understand their policies aren't popular. They understand their policies are not going to be effective. Well, they'll be effective, but they'll be detrimentally effective, obviously. And so, yeah, I wouldn't put it past them. They're scared of Trump running.
They'll play it right up to the gamut to the 2022 election. And when they lose the House and they lose the Senate, then it'll wake them up to the fact that they need to do something different and then they will start to make a slow change to where Biden either will announce that he's not running for president or that he's stepping down, like with a year to go or something.
Yeah, exactly. And I think they could have avoided a lot of this had they played
now
it a lot
better. That's my thought.
Yeah, well, no, I think you're on the right track with that. But they could have avoided a lot of this if they simply would have, if Biden would have gone into the White House the way that he was more or less presented as someone who's going to be more of a centrist person, but that obviously was not going to occur. But they've missed the opportunity on that. The American people want something to get done. They want unity, and they want bipartisanship. And they're not getting any of it from the Biden administration.
No, and they're not going to.
Nope.
Now, Mitch McConnell has indicated that the Republicans are willing to spend $800 billion on infrastructure, as Joe Biden will be meeting with the GOP leaders at a pivotal point for deal-making this week, probably tomorrow.
Well, right. And again, this goes back to talking about bipartisanship. There is a way to spend a boatload of money on stuff that we need to spend a boatload of money on and have agreement about it and put the money into play and start fixing stuff. But they won't do it because it's not going to encompass the things that they're trying to shoehorn in there, that is the Democrats, into this kind of spending bill. But something could get done. And you know what, Captain? Again, they could reap the benefits of getting something done and helping to take credit for it. And that would parlay perhaps into a better outlook for the Democrats of 2022. But I don't think they're going to do it anyway.
Well, I heard one of the dumbest things I think I've ever heard in my life yesterday about the inner cities with the interstate highways. And one of them dealt with the old city where I used to be a firefighter, Syracuse, New York. They were talking about taking the overhead highway for Interstate 81 that runs through the middle of downtown Syracuse that splits the Black District in the ninth Ward. And it doesn't really split the district. It's just an overhead highway. The district is still there, the right and the left side of the road. They were talking about dismantling the overhead highway so that the interstate would have to go around Syracuse, number one, not through the middle of town anymore, and opening up the downtown section for the minorities so they could have their home back.
Wow, interesting.
What a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah.
But I heard it. We'll see. They're just crazy enough to try to do something like that. It's going to cost more money to tear it up and build it back again outside than it is inside. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will, and I got some exciting news for you from Auto Glass America. In the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $150 put in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $150 put right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the service because you tell them the Captain Matt Bruce sent you. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, and surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And mention the Captain sent you to get that $150 dumped in the palm of your hand today. And Kyle, what did they tell you?
Auto Glass America.
I've heard that before. All right. And that, by the way, you did hear right. It's $150 on the windshield. Somebody says, "Is that right?" I said, "Yeah, it is. $150 on the windshield."
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah,
So, if you want to sell your windshield, get a new one. Get $150 put in the palm of your hand. That's how you do it. Now, waiving the COVID-19 vaccine patents is something that China would do, not something America does. And there's some conversation right now about waiving the patents on these virus vaccines that came out so as to speed the process up even further.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing about. The Biden administration looks like they are, looking to support that, or at the very least hinting that that would be something that they would support. But as you may know, and I'm sure you know, Captain, about 10% or so of the European population has been vaccinated as of this point, whereas about more than 30% of the U.S. population seems to have been vaccinated. So there's obviously a lot going on in other parts of the world where the vaccines are not as plentiful. But so I guess the question is the answer to open up the so-called patents on this, or do we try to ramp up production and share it with the rest of the world? But of course, especially when we look at India, what's happening there right now, there's perhaps a lot of different avenues to get to that. But we just don't know yet if that's going to mean if you, send out the more or less what I guess you call the recipe, is it able to be produced in certain parts of the world with the same efficacy that we have right now? So it's a very complex problem.
Now, I was watching television yesterday for a short time. I don't usually watch a lot of TV in the daytime. I wait till I get to the studio, and that's part of my show prep, watching to see what's going on. But I happened to catch a little back and forth between Martha McCallum on Fox and the president of the school teachers union, Randy something or another. And they went at it. They were sparring back and forth. And Martha was throwing out some factual information about the emails showing that the American Federation of Teachers lobbied the CDC on the school reopenings so that they would keep the schools closed because the teachers didn't want to come back until everybody got vaccinated.
Well, right. In
Not
fact,
necessarily them, I might add.
Well, exactly. And what we're finding is that in some ways, when the CDC finally issued its guidance, there seemed to be pretty much verbatim sentences that would come out of these email exchanges with the teacher union officials and so forth. Now, Jen Psaki at the White House, if I recall correctly, just recently was saying, well, you know, they often engage in conversation. I'm just paraphrasing here, often engage in conversation. And sometimes that's, you know, especially they do this so that, you know, if people are going to be impacted by the guidance and stuff like that. But what it looks like, it looks very bad. You know, the fact that suddenly everything seems to be going exactly the way that they were talking about, from the government agency talking to a union, basically a teachers union. So the optics are terrible. But what we do know is this, that the kids needed to go back to school. They should have gone back to school a long time ago. The CDC itself knew that this was doable and so forth. So this is going to get worse. And I think, Captain, the big takeaway from all this is going to be parents need to have school choice. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple.
Now, while I didn't see the discussion about the critical race theory, apparently that went on too, but I do know that Tennessee yesterday, the ban on the teaching of the critical race theory in their schools got state assembly okay for the ban, so they're looking good there. And the Oklahoma governor banned the critical race gender-based theory in public schools and universities in his state. And then down here in Florida, Governor DeSantis has promised to do the same. And the GOP in general is using this as a battle cry because, as you know, they're trying to change American history. And instead of founding the country in 1776, they're trying to move it back and say, oh, no, the country was actually founded in 1619.
Yeah, this is a tactic that's being used. And what it does is it destroys the fabric of the foundation of the country.
It's what the communists do when they take over a country, the Marxists.
Well, sure, exactly.
Yep, that's what
yeah,
the
they
do.
Change the history, mm-hmm. change the interpretation thereof. You're teaching 1776. Well, that's wrong. We all know it's 1619. And if you ask even some young people these days, you'll find that that's the answer that you get. This goes back to 1619.
Yeah.
But it's a tactic. It's, again, a way of taking control of the thought process. And literally, talk about revisionist history, this takes the cake.
Now, there are many people that would agree with this statement, but Tucker Carlson has been on the warpath lately about little Dr. Fauci. And he said that little Dr. Fauci let the coronavirus pandemic happen And why isn't there a criminal investigation going on about that? Because he went to great lengths last night, and I did see his program, to talk about the Wuhan lab and the fact that his organization was giving them money to fund their research.
You know, in history, Captain, when we've had big events, and I know it's controversial even in and of itself, but my point is going to be when there was the Kennedy assassination, for example, we had the Warren Commission. After 9/11, we had the 9/11 Commission. We're always trying to, you know, investigate, get all the facts, try to put together some kind of an understanding of why this happened. And so far, the COVID-19 pandemic seems to be existing only in a political realm, and we're not allowed to find out any real facts about how it actually got there. And so, to Tucker's point, basically, yes, I mean, it would be nice to have some kind of idea as to what really happened here, and let the chips fall where they may, and because otherwise it can happen again, no doubt about it.
Mm. By the way, there's something going on here, outer space here. I'll just read you what it says. It says, Voyager 1 detects hum while in interstellar space.
Interesting. Now, these would have been the Voyager spacecraft. The two of them were launched way back in the late 1970s, basically. And it several years ago, if I recall correctly, I think they began to leave the solar system. At least one of them did, from what I recall. Well, we can confirm all that. But that's interesting. So, yeah, it's traveling through interstellar space. If it's detecting something like that, well, it could be naturally occurring, you know, a quasar or something like that, or radio frequencies coming off of a star somewhere. But that's exciting. That's why we sent Voyager out there.
And we'll have to check this because I'm getting a new report coming off the World News Wire that Gaza militants and Israeli defense forces are trading new rocket fire and airstrikes back and forth. This is being reported right now, so maybe that's a story we just reported on here about 30 or 40 minutes ago.
Yes.
All right, but it's popping up now, but we'll have to make sure it's not a new one.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, we will check on that because, again, these everything is going into its second day, basically, and certainly, you know, unfortunately, we expected that there would be more developments as we go through the next few hours.
All righty, here comes the music. We're going to check that news story in Israel to see what's going on there, but I got pictures of rockets being fired and the intercept missiles being shot up there, the Patriot missiles, so who knows what's going on here, but we'll find out in just a couple minutes and get back to you. In the meantime, Kathy's going to give you the phone number and we're going to go to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The FBI confirmed Monday that the cyber attack that's knocked one of the country's largest fuel pipelines offline came from a criminal group known as DarkSide. The Bureau says that it continues to work with the pipeline's operator, Colonial Pipeline, to investigate the attack that has halted the pipeline that supplies nearly half of the fuel used on the East Coast. The company hopes to have the pipeline back online by the end of the week. AAA says it expects gas prices to rise in response to the shutdown, especially in eastern and southern states. And militant group Hamas has fired dozens of rockets into Israel from Gaza as a response to clashes between Israeli police and Palestinians protesting the planned evictions of Palestinian families from an East Jerusalem neighborhood. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday that Hamas crossed a line when several rockets targeted Jerusalem. Israeli Defense Forces responded with a series of airstrikes into Gaza. Officials there said 20 people were killed, including at least 3 children. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. And tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the aforementioned captain, along with the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we're going to update everybody with the IDF and the situation in the Middle East and the Gaza Strip. And there was a second series of strikes in the last 25 minutes or so by the Israeli Defense Forces. Bring us up to date.
Yeah, that's what we know at this hour, Captain. It looks like Israel has once again bombarded parts of Gaza Strip on early Tuesday morning. And, of course, this is after rockets were already fired from Gaza, as they've been going now into their second day of conflict. So, again, we're going to see fast developments with this, of course. And certainly because this started at the Temple Mount, basically, with clashes there, it's not going to simmer down anytime soon, most unfortunately.
And is this a religious holiday or something for the Palestinians? Is that what this is?
Well, what I understand is that they were commemorating, I think the Israelis were commemorating the back in 1967 when they captured Jerusalem, and during the, I think that was called the Six-Day War back in 67. So evidently, of course, they claim all of Jerusalem, but the Muslims basically claim, the Palestinians claim East Jerusalem as their capital. And so this is where the conflict is. And so when you get that many people together in the same place and they disagree, there was the clash that happened.
Well, the key now is what's going to happen to oil. Let me just get over to my screen here real quick and take a look. Okay, oil has gone up a little, not much, 2 cents a gallon, 2 cents a barrel, West Texas crude, 4 cents a barrel, Brent crude. Wholesale price of gasoline is remaining steady at $2.13 a gallon without tax. Diesel has gone up a penny to $2.02 a gallon without the tax. So that's where we're at with all of that right now.
Yep, yep. Exactly. And of course, you know, what else could tie into this as well, Captain, is if we continue to see in the Straits of Hormuz more action by the Iranian gunboats, for example, and if they decide that they want to curtail oil tankers and so forth, that could also be a focal point.
Well, see, that's the next thing they're going to do. They're going to capture another ship.
Yes, exactly right. They've shown complete proclivity to do this kind of thing, even lure vessels out, you know, from their GPS or into the wrong place that they can claim that they violated.
Oh, they jammed their GPS.
Exactly.
All right. Now, citing the dangers of child predators, a group of 40 state attorney generals have asked Facebook to drop their child's Instagram program. I didn't know they had one for children.
Yeah, that's really interesting to find out that they had such a thing. Typically, of course, any parent knows you have to monitor very closely any kind of online presence that your child might have, such that you keep them safe from someone who could masquerade as somebody who would try to communicate with them. Absolutely.
Now, in lieu of everything that's going on and how bad the markets are supposed to be and this, that, and the other, all of a sudden yesterday the Dow Jones Industrial Average hit a record high of 35,000 points.
Yeah, that's really quite interesting. You know, and when you juxtapose it, though, with what's happening to a lot of small business and especially the restaurant industry, there's a feel-good factor out there in the sense that, you know, we're coming out of COVID more or less, at least where most people think we're headed on the right track. But all this could come to a real stop, especially if the benefits end and people don't want to go back to work very, very soon. I mean, this is a big thing.
Now, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban is kind of a sensationalist, correct?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
He has said that the COVID pandemic now proves the need for a cryptocurrency. Now, you got to be real careful when you talk about cryptocurrency, because that's the type of stuff that could be worth money one day and could be worth almost nothing the next.
Well, exactly right. Now, evidently, what Mark Cuban, and a lot of people will know him as well, not only as the owner of the Mavs, but also as the guy on Shark Tank as well, very popular show. He was talking to Rob Lowe on a podcast, Rob Lowe's podcast, apparently. He's saying people who need the money, if people have a digital bank account, I should say, they would get their money more quickly from the Treasury, or if it was a stimulus, and I'm just paraphrasing here. But here's the thing, Captain. Cryptocurrency, as you said, it's volatile. That's to say the least. And also, cryptocurrency is not FDIC insured. You know, right now, if something happens and you lose your bank account, you're insured up to the federally insured level, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is something that would have to be taken into account. Now, is it trendy? Is it new? Is it this or is it that? Perhaps, but I think that you'd have to have a lot bigger information about this. Yeah.
Now, Republican Senator Ben Sasse, who happens to be from Nebraska, has introduced a new back-to-work signing bonus bill, which would take the $300 a week unemployment away from the people, but give them a signing bonus in the event they get a new job. That bonus could be $500, it could be $600, it could be $1,000, it could be $1,200, it could be $1,400, whatever they decide it to be.
Well, exactly. And one of the things that he said is he said right now there are about 7.4 million jobs that are open in the U.S. He says, but fewer than 300,000 people found new work last month. So there's a real gap here.
And before I go to the caller that's on the phone line, a couple more things to wrap it out here. Former Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow is going to be playing in the NFL with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Signed a one-year deal to be the tight end for the new rookie quarterback, number one pick in the NFL there with Urban Meyer.
Wow. Well, good luck to him. Absolutely.
And don't forget, White Castle is still alive and well. 48 hours people spent camped out in the parking lot waiting for the new store in Orlando to make its opening. 48 hours to get a White Castle burger.
That's right. And right. I think the first White Castle opened in 1921.
Yep. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's going on? You got about a minute.
Mark Cuban and that idea of cryptocurrency. Does anybody really think that that's in the best interest of anyone who's got anything in regards to finance, money of their own? Where electronically, if you don't hold a line or go in or fit that social credit score, and you don't do the right things, like say for instance, you don't get the right thing, they can electronically cut off your wallet.
I know.
Is that a good move?
Thank you. No, it's not, Mel. I do not adhere to anything with a cryptocurrency at all. If I can't count it, if I can't smell it, if I can't sniff it, if I can't see it, and I don't know I got it, then I don't got it.
Well, you're right, and Mel makes a great point. So again, people can get their stimulus checks when they're put out in different regards, but that goes electronically into your bank account. Kind of the same kind of idea, one would think. So I don't know why it would necessarily have to be a cryptocurrency.
No, and for the people that didn't get their checks the first time around via the bank account, many people the second time around got them via their bank account, because as long as they had a bank account to track and you were getting government assistance, that was what they were looking to do. And if you hadn't filed an income tax return for the year that they were talking about, 2019, then you weren't in the system. You had to figure out, they had to figure out who you were to get you in the system to be able to direct deposit a check from the government to you.
Well, exactly. But when it comes to cryptocurrency, it seems like that's not the kind of thing at this point, at the very least, that suddenly we'd switch over to.
All right, hold that thought. We got weather to talk about when we come back to Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Kyle Warren and I will be right back with more. Don't go nowhere. It is the Captain's America Third Watch on a Tuesday morning. Really a nice day down here in Florida. Going to be another scorcher, 90 degrees plus. Inland's going to be around 95, and I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. Brought to you by the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. The pilot and the flying J nearest you. Pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee and make sure you become a member of the Drivers Club right after that, because you can get yourself all types of points for buying fuel, for buying food, for buying stuff in the store. And before you'll know it, you'll have quite an array of points there and save you a lot of money. Heck, you might be able to buy yourself a whole wardrobe or a whole bunch of Christmas gifts for Christmas time, which is what a lot of the drivers do. All righty, and here it goes, an all-Michigan night. Kid Rock. Going to start it out again. This is good old American rock and roll.
Midnight riding in my old two-seater rolling down the boulevard. The headlights shining on rusty fences as I pass the rail yard. Black leather jacket on a Friday night. Fire up the lighter and a lucky strike. The radio saying take a walk on the wild side. And it's got me feeling like. Go wild, baby, come pedal down, kind of thing.
can rock and roll. I can see the banner on the courthouse flying, proud red, white, and blue. I can see her waiting on the corner smiling, cause she feels just like I do. Now she's sitting right next to me. Everything's how it ought to be. Being young in the land of the free. And she's got me feeling right.
That's a little Kid Rock. That's a doubleheader tonight on the Truckers Highway Bible Report. That's American Rock and Roll. Pal, you remember that one?
I do, yeah. That's a really good one from Kid Rock. Goes back to 2017.
I think it's older than that because the cars they had in this thing were older than that. But anyway, because he's been around a while. People forget that. He's not a young spring chicken. All righty, well, we do have a change in the weather. Wouldn't you know, if you don't like the weather, just stick around and see what happens. I'm going to read the weather statement first and then turn it over to you. Isolated storm to severe thunderstorms capable of producing large hail and damaging wind gusts may occur across parts of the southern plains into the southeast. Heavy rains may cause isolated flash, urban, and small stream flooding from the southern plains across the lower Mississippi Valley through Wednesday. That's already occurring. I'll tell you about that in a couple of minutes. Elevated fire weather threats out west across the southwest and Northern California as well, and cold temperatures in the north along I-80 and I-90. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, so we do have a fire weather warning. We've been tracking from Redding all the way down to Modesto, this along the California 99 highway, also along Interstate 5 in the central part of Northern California there. Also tonight in Idaho, freeze warning near Idaho Falls. This also goes down to I-84 through the Snake River area and Burley. So you want to be careful in that area. Lots of snow and lots of travel impact if you're coming into Wyoming on I-80. If you're heading in towards Cheyenne and on up through Laramie and Elk Mountain, beware of snow and winter storm warning there. This also drops down through the I-25 corridor into the Denver area, also down to Colorado Springs. Then also tonight, air quality alert. That's a bad air quality ozone basically in the Phoenix and Scottsdale area tonight. Not good for sensitive people.
Well, let me go over into the southeast corner of South Dakota where we've got frost warning tonight. And then the northern part of Nebraska all the way across I-80 through Iowa over to Illinois, over into Toledo, Ohio. We have got all the way through there. It's a free frost watch tonight. And then up in the upper part of Michigan, north of Detroit, but pretty much along I-94 and north coming into Detroit, all the way to the top of Lake Michigan, Lake Huron and Lake Superior, you've got a freeze warning, pretty good freeze warning up there, as well as the northern part of Wisconsin. Southern half of Wisconsin's got a freeze warning. I'm sorry, frost warning. I get those confused. And then you've got half of Minnesota tonight under a frost warning. And over in upstate New York, all of upstate New York, I-90, I-81, all the way over to Albany, all the way from Dundee, you've got a frost warning. And then I-81 all the way from the Canadian border all the way down into Scranton, Wilkes-Barre. You've got a frost warning tonight. And then we do have some flood warnings and watches going on. West Virginia tonight, be careful up there. The eastern part of Texas tonight, we've got flood warnings right now because of the rain that they've had there. The southern part of Arkansas, southeastern part of Arkansas, and the northern third of northwestern part of Louisiana, all under some flood warnings tonight. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. And now we go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Okay, the Israelis have been busy during the night. They have struck the Hamas targets and the Islamic Jihad targets where they've been firing rockets at them, not once but twice.
Israelis have every right to defend themselves. It looks like several hundred rockets. So, interestingly enough, we need to watch carefully what the United States says, if they're in support of Israel on this one or not. It appears they may be, but they're very slow to support Israel.
Well, that's true, and I've got an audio here that'll make you disgusting when you hear it from Jen Psaki talking about, well, we're watching it and we're evaluating it and all this stuff. I mean, come on, give me a break. By the way, Israel's already come out and told their people that this could be a several-day action for them to clean up where the rockets are coming from, and they've already got their troops on the border. They got the bulldozers there ready to go because they've been striking some targets, and they've been destroying homes and whatnot from where these are being fired because they don't mess around. If they get fired from a home, they isolate in on them. They'll take the house out.
Correct.
Which is why some civilians have been getting killed, because they always do that. But we'll have to keep our eyes on it because it's definitely a fluid situation. And then very quickly, we had the gunboat situation again. 13 Iranian gunboats came out after two of our Coast Guard cutters escorted the USS Georgia, which had just been retrofitted with land capability Tomahawk missiles, which was on the surface going through the Straits of Hormuz, and they circled around. Two of the boats circled around, came up behind, got a little close. They were warned several times, and one of our cutters opened up with a 50 caliber and fired 30 shots at the lead boat, and they broke off.
And Iran is giving the United States every reason to question why we would ever want to be in any kind of talks with them.
Yep.
On the nuclear deal.
Yep.
Which is absolutely remarkable that we would, you know, not walk away from the table.
Yep. Absolutely right. And we'll just have to, and again, these are fluent situations, folks, changing by the hour, so to speak. We'll see what happens again today, because it seems every time something happens in the Gaza Strip, something happens with Iran.
Well, we also have the ship that
we captured the weapons
down for the Houthis.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. This is Captain's America Third Watch, and I'll be back. Hour number three coming right up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.